Listening is out of favor. Recently on college campuses, noteworthy speakers have been shouted down or out. Selective listening, which I call oral gerrymandering, in political discourse and media echo chambers, has dramatically undermined our institutions of civil society. But listening does matter. Why? Everyone likes to have a say. If you listen, people feel valued. You build mutual respect and obtain buy-in to whatever is decided. You acquire knowledge through listening. You can avoid missteps or mistakes by learning from others' experiences. Listening builds social capital. People will seek you out if you develop a reputation for empathy and understanding. And listening is just plain polite. As my mother observed, we have one mouth and two ears for a reason. Better listening can change the world. If we hear the issues that matter most to those that community organizations or politicians purport to help and understand what might be the most impactful solutions. That doesn't mean we abdicate multivariate analysis or holistic solutions for a flat screen in every home philosophy. But it may well illuminate meaningful first steps, empower and engage the disenfranchised, and have numerous collateral benefits. So here's to a renaissance in listening. I look forward to our dialogue. This is Josh Fidler.